Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Robert Fender Jr. is our guest. Robert is the author of The Financial Professional's Guide to Communication. He's an expert in this field of not only of communication, but of financial services, financial advice, financial planning. And he's the managing director of a large national firm. Robert, tell us. And by the way, folks, he says we can call him Bob. Hey, Bob, what's the website for your book, please?
Website is bob@robertlfenderjr.com.
And that's the email address. What's the website?
That will get you to the website, robertlfenderjr.com.
There you go. Robert L. Fender Jr. There you go. robertlfenderjr.com. And you can find the book wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct.
All right, so check that out. All right, Bob, we're talking about listening. And by the way, folks, I want to encourage you, whatever you're doing, whatever you do for a living, you should check out Bob's book because he will help you become a better listener. And I don't care whether you sell yarn at a yarn store or battleship to generals. We all need to get better at listening and being more empathetic to our customers, hearing their stories, letting them tell us their stories. Folks, customers want to tell you their stories. Even if they don't know it, Bob, they want to tell you their stories, and they're anxious, they're hungry for somebody to ask them about it, aren't they?
Absolutely. And Jim, let me describe five types of bad listeners, the type of listeners we don't want to be. The first, I call that person the non-starter. That's a person who, as soon as a customer or client starts to talk, starts to share their story, looks for the first opportunity to shut them down and give them their sales pitch. Then there's the fact finder. Reminds me of Jack Webb, the old TV show Dragnet. Just the facts, just the facts. And has no concern whatsoever for the person's emotions and feelings. And why do people buy or do business with you? They do business with you, and they have that relationship because, again, it's the emotional connection and feelings important to listen for. Then there's what I call the iceberg listener. They'll shut a customer down as soon as they find one aspect of what they're speaking about to then deliver their pitch. And if they would just encourage the customer to keep talking, to tell them more, they might find a whole myriad of issues and needs that they can help them with, not just one. Then there's the judge. The judge is the critical listener who wants to argue and show the customer that he or she is wrong and set the matter straight with little regard, little respect for the customer's point of view or perspective. And then there's the pretender. Tries to be a good listener, repeats what they heard, and tends to be interested, but you can tell it's more of a mechanical process.
Right.
And what we want,
and that's all of them, right?
That's all of them.
Okay, thank God, because I was afraid you was one of them was going to be the talk show host. But
no, he's a great listener.
There are two things, Robert, that Bob, that I'd like to encourage people that I've learned over the years to do little techniques to do to help them with this. Number one is, folks, when people say something to you. And you think, wow, that's a perfect opportunity for me to stick one of my zingers in there. And you think you need to do it at that point. The best thing to do is write that down. And I actually have said, Bob, whenever I've called on a customer, I have said, do you mind if I take notes? And they'll always say, they'll never say no. They'll always say, let you take notes, because you're actually writing down something they're saying. And so if they say something like that, I make a note of it. So I don't forget it, so I can come back to it. That's number one. Number two is what I call wait 3 seconds, Bob. If you're saying something to me, so I make sure I don't interrupt you as much as possible or I make sure that you're through, or it just helps me to develop my thought better. Whenever you're through, I try to plan to wait 3 seconds before I say something. What do you think?
I think both are tremendous and simple tools, especially the note-taking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have a story. You become their biographer, and it shows the great interest that you have in what they have to say. I remember an important meeting. I write about it in the book, where clients were sharing all this information with this advisor, and for over an hour they were telling him all about how the account would work and what they needed. And after that hour, I looked at his notepad. It was completely blank.
Wow.
So apparently, nothing that they had to say was noteworthy. And, you know, that relationship didn't go very far.
It didn't last very long. Yeah, exactly.
And the three-second rule, I love it. Don't interrupt. And after the 3 seconds, how about this? Jim, please tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to go
tell
deeper.
Tell me more is a very powerful.
It's the most powerful words in the language.
And customers love it when you do that. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to, Jim. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your audience.
Robert L. Fender, Jr., ladies and gentlemen. That's the name of the book, The Financial Professional's Guide to Communication, How to Strengthen Client Relationships and Build New Ones. Available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.